The views and opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily those of Union Broadcasting, Inc., Hot Talk 1510 KCTE, or its employees. The host is solely responsible for the on-air content.
Welcome to Blended Family Today, the radio outreach of the Bonded Family. Join our hosts, Dan and Rebecca Snell, as they extend encouragement, hope, and biblical insight to America's stepfamilies. Listen in as they highlight common topics in stepfamily dynamics, answer questions on air, or interview a special guest, author, or family relationship expert. Now, here's Dan and Rebecca with today's message of how God can take a stepfamily from broken to blended to bonded.
Have you ever thought or wondered, why does stepfamily life sometimes seem so challenging and uncommon? Scripture once again holds encouragement for you in 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear, but when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out, so you can stand up under it. So be encouraged. God's been there. He has the answers. Trust Him, and you'll be better able to testify to love.
For as long as I shall live, I will testify to love. I'll be a witness in the silences when words are not enough. With every breath I take, I will give thanks to God above. For as long as I shall live, I will testify to love.
Good morning once again, and welcome to Blended Family Today, the radio outreach of the Bonded Family. And I get to say, every program, and especially this day, with the crisp sunshine, the bright blue sky shining through the studio windows, that my bride is more beautiful and vibrant than ever, Rebecca, here with me.
Oh my, you're going to build me up so big that if ever anybody sees me, they're just going to be so disappointed.
No, that's not true. Your smile radiates throughout the world.
Thank you.
So today, as our opening verse was talking about, is that God has been there. We're going to talk today about blended family life and the history that actually, much history in the Bible, discusses different situations, different key characters that have walked through where their family wasn't intact. There was brokenness in the family throughout Scripture.
There is nothing new under the sun.
Yes. And so we often say that, gosh, all this just seems so new. What am I going to do? Well, God's been there. And that opening verse, 1 Corinthians 10:13, let's kind of lift that up. Some people would say, well, let's dissect it or break it down. Let's break it down. But we're going to say, let's lift it up, because we're going to lift it up to Him and encourage people, because you really think about it. There is not a test or a temptation or a challenge that has come your way that's beyond what God has already understood and faced, and what others have faced too. And in the Bible, others have faced that, you know, going back into the Old Testament. And we'll talk today a little bit about that. We're going to have a special guest, Jill Brook. Jill Brook is nationally recognized in blended family studies and writing, and she writes for various organizations. She's been involved with CNN as an on-air person. She's been on CBS. She's been editor-in-chief of various magazines. She's been involved with the New York Post. She's a columnist for many years for them, and so we're very thankful. She's herself been a radio host, so Jill Brook is going to be with us later on, so you stay tuned, and you'll enjoy that, because Jill has done some research on stepfamilies in the Bible.
Right. So she's done a lot of stories that cover divorce and blended families, you know, including all different types of topics. She's interviewed people, and I'm real excited to hear what she has to say.
Well, getting back to lifting up that verse, we have to remember that God's not going to let us down. Mm-hmm. He's never let us down.
Right.
And He's not going to push us past some limit that we can't take. That's His promise. His promises are real. We say that often every week. He'll always be there to get you through it. So that verse again, 1 Corinthians 10:13, print it out, take it and put it up on your refrigerator and be encouraged, because you may be facing something that you think, I don't know if anybody else has ever walked in my shoes. I don't know if anybody else has ever faced this. Hey, you know what? God has been there. He knows how to handle it, and he can get you through it.
Not a relationship that he hasn't seen.
Yeah, yes. Another, while we're talking about Corinthians, another verse that I always smile, because this is one for blended families. In fact, one of the verses, what do you hear at every wedding, is the famous 1 Corinthians 13, right? What is love? What is love?
What is love?
You know, marriage and love is a decision. It's a choice that I am going to walk through life alongside my bride, my husband. And when you're in a step family, that day when you take the vow to marry that person, you are also marrying their children and their family and their joys and their trials, mm-hmm. and the baggage, but also all the great things that comes with that. And right. We like to focus on the great things, but there is baggage.
Well, and we always like when we're standing at the altar and we're getting married. You know, a lot of times people have the idea that once they get married, life is just going to go better and better. And, you know, the truth is that all marriages have peaks and valleys. And sometimes in a blended family, you have the opportunity to go through a few valleys. But really, all marriages, that's not, you know, I think if we set our expectations that things are going to run perfectly as soon as we say I do, we're really setting ourselves up, you know, incorrectly.
That's right. Again, you're listening to Blended Family Today. Dan and Rebecca Snell. Our topic today is the history of blended family life. We're going to have a special guest a little bit later on from the East Coast. They're an hour ahead of us, Jill Brook. And Jill has done some research herself into blended families, step families, in the Bible. And many people read the Bible and they just look at a character in the Bible and they don't sometimes think. Sometimes we see it because we're walking in those shoes and it gives us encouragement. And we hope that this program today will be encouragement, because there are many figures in the Word of God that have come from broken families, broken situations. They've been in step families.
Mm-hmm. A lot of Old Testament families had, you know, the men had multiple wives. You can imagine that. I mean, in a way, that's in some way like a blended family. Different dynamics going on.
That's right. That's right. You know, that love, that famous marriage that we hear, 1 Corinthians 13, what is love? You know, and everybody reads it. I'll bet you at least 60% of the marriages in America, they choose that verse. And sometimes it's just become too common of a verse. But you know what I think? I'm going to put a call out to all judges in America, or divorce lawyers, or psychologists, or anybody that deals with marriages that are broken and that then have children if they're divorced, to go over that same scripture verse, 1 Corinthians 13, if there's a divorce. So just as we read it in so many weddings, hey, every divorce with children should read that, because the very nature of it, without love, I have nothing. It can remove mountains. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. It thinks no evil. It does not rejoice in iniquity, but it rejoices in the truth. Now, here's the key thing. Take this home. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. When you're in a step family, you need to repeat that. I can bear all things. I can believe all things, that I will get through this. I can hope in all things, and I can endure all things in my blended family life, because if I said that verse once upon a time on my wedding day, then I better say it daily. It isn't, you know, the Word of God isn't something, okay, well, we say it one day, then we put it on the shelf. Okay, we said that, done with that. Now check that off. We've said that. That's the official wedding verse. No. You can carry that verse in your heart all the days of your life, and especially when you're facing the challenges of blended family life and some of the dynamics of divorce with children.
Mm. We live in a troubled world, and right now, with the economy being as bad as it is, a lot of people are under tremendous stress, and step families or blended families, oftentimes, you know, as the holidays are approaching, Thanksgiving and Christmas, oftentimes that can be an even more stressful time for a blended family. And it can be really discouraging. And in the last days, it says, 2 Timothy says, but mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their having a form of godliness, but denying its power, have nothing to do with them. And we live in a world, I mean, I'm not a perfect person. I look through this and I can say, oh, wow, you know, I've probably been all of these things at one point or another. And we just live in a fallen world. And so God is there to put us back together. He is there to heal us. He's there to lift us up. He's there to give us strength and help us in these trying times.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Good word, honey. We always like to each week touch on a few things that are upcoming, some short term, some today, and some a year away. For instance, we invite you each week, if you don't have a church home and you're looking around and you want some place that's blended family friendly, we want to invite you to First Baptist Church of Raytown. As you know, we teach a Sunday school fellowship there every Sunday, 9:30. So you can go to firstbaptistraytown.com. We want to say hello to all our friends out there that are in the class.
That's
it's
right.
A great class. We have a lot of fun. We encourage one another. So if you need some encouragement, some hope, and a little bit of inspiration and biblical insight, join us 9:30 every Sunday at First Baptist Raytown. Also going on this next coming month, that if you want to take your family to something that's very special and it's free, it's the pageant. It's the Christmas pageant. You can get to the website there, firstbaptistraytown.com, and learn about the Christmas pageant. It is an incredible, uplifting, and joyful experience. And so we encourage you to take your family to something like that, and then you can check out. We'll be there many of the nights and hope to meet you then. This week is a special week in America. It's Veterans Day is on Wednesday, and so we want to send a special shout out to all veterans of any war, of any age, of any era, and say thank you for your service to this nation. You know, yesterday we watched as a family Saving Private Ryan. Actually, our son Lee watched it. He had extra credit if you watched the movie over the weekend because of his American history class. But we watched it, and if you watch that, you see the sacrifice that those men in that season, in that era. I know my father was in World War II. I have special memories of growing up as he was the leader of the American Legion or the VFW, the Honor Guard, the Color Guard that went out to the cemeteries on Veterans Day. And I remember we would get up at like 5 in the morning. My mom would make pancakes. Then I would jump in the back of a station wagon, and we would go to about 13 different cemeteries. Mm-hmm. But the point, what am I trying to say here? What am I trying to say is that this nation needs to honor our veterans. And we're working on a program for military families that are in blended families and going through brokenness that in 2010, we're going to join a host of other national ministries and organizations that are trying to help the men and women who are coming back from war, that are facing challenges in their family, because it's tough to be away from your family. So we want to say thank you to all those across America. It's been a tough week with the news out of Fort Hood, but God's in control, and we can trust Him. And so thank you, veterans across the way. Speaking of veterans in Washington, D.C., here we talked about a year away. On August the 7th, 2010, we're thankful to be a part of something exciting. You can go to millionfamilymarch.org, millionfamilymarch.org, and learn about the events on the mall on August 7th. So with that, we're going to go to a break. Shared a little bit there. Please listen to these sponsors. They're the ones that help us stay on the air. If you would support them, we'd appreciate that. When we come back, we'll have Jill Brook, and we're excited to have her join us this morning.
Are you looking for a church to bring your blended family to? Want to feel truly welcome? First Baptist Church of Raytown is your blended family-friendly home. Look for the tall steeple off of 350 Highway in Raytown. Feel welcome. Sunday services at 9:30 and 11. Fantastic youth programs, special step-family Bible studies, and support to serve you. Be welcomed with the love of God. Visit firstbaptistraytown.com. That's firstbaptistraytown.com.
Hello friends, Craig Miller here, and I've got something that every homeowner needs right now. The truth. You need to know the truth about refinancing. Yes, rates have dropped to near record lows, but guess what's at record highs? The points, junk fees, and outrageous costs that are charged to homeowners. That's right, most people pay way too much in closing costs when they refinance. Worse yet, most don't even know how much they paid because many mortgage companies don't properly disclose the costs. Friends, refinancing your home doesn't have to be confusing or intimidating. The bottom line is simple. You need the lowest rate, and as importantly, the lowest costs. That's where I come in. Dial 816-222-2222. My company, First Trust Mortgage, has been a leading mortgage bank for over 20 years, and our commitment to true integrity ensures you get the right loan at the greatest savings. 816-222-2222. Whether you need a purchase, refinance, or debt consolidation loan, do what I've said for years. Call me first or call me last. Just call and compare, and you will discover the difference. Call 816-222-2222. Thanks, and God bless.
Meyer Music. Families have been walking through the doors of Meyer Music for 42 years. They are the experts in school band instruments, personal music lessons, and taking great care of you, their customers. Three locations in Kansas City, each one has a Meyer family member in the store to make sure your questions are answered and you are pleased. Visit MeyerMusic.com or call 816-228-5656. Call today. Tell them the Bonded Family sent you. That's 816-228-5656.
Hey, Taylor, what are you doing?
Instant messaging Kelsey.
Do you know that there's something faster and better than instant messaging?
No. What is it?
It's called constant messaging, and you don't even need a computer. In fact, everybody sends constant messages, but not everyone knows how to do it to his or her best advantage.
To learn about constant messaging, call 888-881-1660 or visit OutfluenceOnline.com. Outfluence, the better way to influence.
Have you found yourself needing a career change or finding a job that matches your special God-given talents? Henry Bouchard, Mr. Employment, is your place to turn. Henry Bouchard holds 23 years of coaching, encouraging, and success. He is known nationally as Mr. Employment. His website is even MrEmployment.com. You will be blessed by Henry and his genuine interest in your life and situation. Call 913-814-7588 or go to MrEmployment.com.
Each week you hear Dan and Rebecca offer practical tips, encouraging messages, and biblical insight to enhance your blended family relationships. Have you ever thought you'd like to hear the program again? Or wish a friend or family member somewhere else heard the same encouragement? Well, now you can. Blended Family Today, the radio ministry of the Bonded Family, is available on iTunes and other podcasting sites. Or simply go to their website, thebondedfamily.com. While you're there, check out their other resources or look for a conference coming to an area near you soon. Remember, keep looking up. God can take your step family from broken to blended to bonded. Remember, that website is thebondedfamily.com.
There are days when I feel the best of me is ready to begin.
We love that song because it says there are days when the best of me is ready to begin. You're listening to Blended Family Today. Today is the day. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And we're going to have, for you listeners, a special guest. I want to tell you a little bit about Jill Brook. Jill, we know we're excited because she's been with some reasonably noted interviews across the country. Jill is an author herself. She's the author of Don't Let Death Ruin Your Life. It's a very touching story about loss, but it's also encouraging. It helps you have coping skills. She has been interviewed on Bill O'Reilly, Fox News, NBC, The Early Show on CBS. She herself is a step family coach. She's in a step family herself. She does an outstanding job. The thing that I think I appreciate the most about Jill, as I've followed her body of work, as we've gotten to know each other over the last few weeks, is that the research she does, she brings attention, and she wants to help change the nation, which we're trying to all do, is change the nation for good. So we have on the line, good morning, Jill.
Good morning, Jill.
Good morning to you guys.
How are you?
You know, how can't you be good? Look, we're alive. We're here today, and we're speaking from New York. It's a little cool, but nonetheless, it is still not snowing or raining, so I am very grateful.
Yeah, that's right. We have a 70-degree day today.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You know, isn't it just amazing? Is that simultaneously different weather can happen in different places, and we all have to adapt to it. So you guys don't have to wear a coat today. I still have to wear a coat today, but I'm still enjoying the landscape of where I am.
There you go.
I say this with a smile because we like to have fun on this show, Jill, that you're now on Blended Family Today, and I say humbly, that you've now risen above even Bill O'Reilly and Oprah. You've been interviewed on Oprah and various People magazine. So now you really have reached the pinnacle, at least of blended family radio talk shows, because we were like the first to have an ongoing live radio broadcast. So we're excited to have you.
We'll work on his humility.
Yeah.
Well, no, but you want to know what? I think each of us, especially if we have gotten our lives, realize that destiny is a part of life. And the whole point is doing the best that you can do. And what you both have done is very important, because you are raising awareness and acceptance of a lifestyle that people don't necessarily choose, but they must adapt to and live in the best way. Because, you know, people always ask me about, what about divorced families and how do you feel about it? Shouldn't everybody always stay together? And what I point out is that everybody wants to. Nobody gets
right.
married thinking that they are going to break up. Nobody treats divorce cavalierly.
No.
Sometimes other things invade your good intentions and your relationships. It can be drug problems. It can be financial problems. It can be abuse, either emotional or physical. These are things that happen. And, you know, God has always said also that you can't always control what happens to you, but you certainly can control how you react to it. Mm. And you can still handle your situation with dignity, respect, and love. And life really is full of possibility, because at the same time that you are breaking up, you are also rebuilding a new family structure. And the heart is elastic enough that you can learn acceptance and tolerance through blended family, or mm-hmm. I love how you guys call it the bonded family. And you learn all these lessons. It's still part of your journey to learn and to digest everything that is happening to you and create a meal, so to speak, which is still nutritious for all.
Mm-hmm. Good,
you know?
Word. The one thing that amazes me, and you've been at this for a number of years, I'd love to get your insight. And as we've been, next year will be our fifth year in trying to serve blended mm-hmm. families, and you've been at it at that length and even
yeah,
longer.
15 years.
Yeah, 15 years. Have you seen, as we have, that no longer, well, sometimes we say the branded, to use another B word, that we say you can go from broken to blended to bonded, but sometimes in that brokenness is some branded as dysfunctional or whatever the word might be. Do you see our nation paying more attention with people like yourself trying
Absolutely.
To say? Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, I was a CNN correspondent, and I got divorced, and I remarried, and I married somebody who had two children. And then we had a son together.
Mm-hmm.
And what amazed me is the dearth of information, really good information and therapy in managing this new family format. So that's when I started being a natural researcher anyway, looking into it. Then I got training, and now I've been covering it exclusively. And here is the biggest difference. 90% of all divorces right now are joint custody. That is huge. That means that only 10% go to court, because the judges, the psychiatrist, the public recognize that the previous model of battling and mm-hmm. having warring parents were not good for the children, and you can find another solution, because as one wonderful lawyer once said to a couple, you have your choice. You either can put my kids through college or yours. So work it out. And, you know, people don't realize that the reason so many people now are using mediators and collaborative divorce, that was driven by the judges.
Right.
And that's why it's become much more part of, you know, the national landscape, because people realize, number one, divorce happens. We cannot ignore reality. And I love that somebody once heard, anytime you argue with reality, you lose. It is the reality. All right. So therefore, you have choices. You have choices about how you want to manage and handle it. And I think that more of the public recognizes that. It is a part of everyday life. And since it is a part of everyday life, and it is not an intact family, it is still a family that has been formed by loss, there are different strategies that you need to make it work. Like, here's an example. When you have dinners, all right, like, you know, there's mom's house and dad's house.
Sure.
So you have to create your own value system within each house. And a kid, of course, they're smart, aside from being human ATM machines, all right? They also know how to pit
yeah.
one against the other.
Yeah.
So
you're
they'll
right.
say, okay, well, you know, in dad's house I can do this, and in mom's house I can do this. Well, you have to have strategies to combat that. And the
right.
great thing about the past 20 years is, aha, We now have them. And that includes, and this is what I recommend to all my clients, is that you have to have a value system. Like in this house, we say please and thank you. In this house, we honor everybody's possessions. In this house, we don't speak ill of the other parent. In this house, we give each child privacy to speak to their other parent. So there is a value system that is literally put on. I always recommend the kitchen because that's the hub of most households, mm-hmm. so that everybody references it.
Hmm.
Now, different households will have different rules because in divorce, you cannot help that. But when you state about a value system, all right, it is not personal then. It's not like you can say, well, you're not my mother, you're not my father. We can say, in this house, these are our values. And it really, really has been so helpful to so many families. I'd like to say there are many things that I do that help, but, you know, sometimes, as Mark Twain once said, the funny thing about common sense is that it's so uncommon that, you know, something as simple as this can really be so effective.
Right.
And what that means is that, okay, if my stepsister said, well, you know, in mom's house, da-da-da-da, you know, and what our response always is that your parents are going to teach you who you want to be and who you don't want to be.
We are creating
this loving environment, and you will make your choices about what traditions and what values matter to you and what don't. But nonetheless, when you are here, this is the value system.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. You know, so many of the things you mentioned, we just so wholeheartedly agree with. One of the things you talked about is give the privacy and the time to speak to the other family. And we always say it's okay to love both houses. And the parents, I think the kids know that starting out, but then sometimes parents get in the way, unfortunately, with competition. But those are just outstanding guidelines and foundations, Jill, that you talked about. And I think...
You know what? People have to trust God and love, all right? The power of love is literally coursing through everything. And here's the reality. And one of those other realities that has already said, don't argue with it because, you know, there is something primal, all right, about parental love. Like, you know, I have a lot of moms will say, okay, well, they go to dads and they can get this and they can get that. And I say, now, tell me what's more important. No matter what economic situation you are, you can look literally at a beautiful blue sky, and everybody's enjoying that. You know, you can see the autumnal leaves that are so beautiful and are a kaleidoscope of color and enjoy that. You can just literally look out in the sea and take a drive and just see its beauty. God's beauty is everywhere. So that has nothing to do with money. What you have the choice of doing as the producer of your own happiness, what I call the architect of your own happiness, is to create memories, to be the adult, and to realize the power that you have to create traditions and memories. And literally, at a dinner table, what you talk about, what you laugh about, what you consciously bring to the table and say, what am I going to teach my children today? Go Google. Find something that, if your kid's into baseball, find an interesting aspect about Alex Rodriguez or Derek Jeter. If your kid's into ballet, read something about a good ballet star and bring it to the table. And therefore, it creates an opportunity for you to have interesting conversations and do interesting things. It has nothing to do with money and economics in the sense that, okay, so maybe mom can buy more toys or dad can buy more toys, but we have to get away from thinking that that's what's important.
Oh, that's right, because that's just stuff, you know, just stuff. I once had a good friend that he just used to say, it's just stuff, but time. There's many posters out there. In 100 years from now, what will your children remember? 20 years from now, in our case, what will our children remember? They'll remember the time and the investment you made in their heart, in their character, in their activities, in their education, in the things that, you know, matter to them as they're going through it. Because you joked about earlier, it is natural, especially in the teenage years, for kids to figure out, how am I going to get what I want? Because that's just the nature of being a young child.
Yes, I call them the human ATM machine.
Yeah, the human ATM machine. That's right. They wanted to get in, and we can love them through that and smile. And guess what? One day they'll be parents, and they'll recognize that.
You know what? But their reality right then is right at this moment. Like, you know, I remember,
right,
like one of my girlfriends who, you know, now has a terror and was one. And I remember her mother always saying, wait until you have one, right? And all right, so you learn the lesson 30 years, 25 years later. But that's a little too late, because you have to live with that personality for all that time. And that can be difficult. And why should you? Because, you know, what people don't realize sometimes is just a little tweaking, just that extra 5 minutes of care and thought before you gather your family to a table. Before, okay, you know that the kids were off for 4 days. Strategically think, not like, oh, I'm so sad, I'm alone, who do I have? Think, who do I gather at my table to make things interesting? Where do I take them that they'll find that we can have a good time? Divorced parents, I understand it. Believe me, I so understand it. What happens is that we often regress, all right, because we are so consumed and overwhelmed, especially in the initial stages, with pain. But we still have to be the adult. And I know it's summoning, it's asking so much to summon that maturity at a time when you just want to crawl into bed and be taken care of yourself.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But you can speak to your pastor, to your rabbi, to a best friend, to a family member. But when you are with your children, this is the opportunity. When people look back and your children look back on you, is grace under pressure.
Right.
And somehow mustering the strength to be a role model. I know how hard that is, but trust me, I mean, you see so many of these incredible executives and everything else who talk about their mother who, nonetheless, you know, was a nurse who was working all the time in two jobs. That respect came from how that mother handled it. And that father who, even though the mother may have badmouthed and everything else, he still made sure that he came and took with his visitation rights and still was really available and caring. That is how you earn respect, because life isn't always about joyous occasions. It is how you handle things when things aren't as good as you would like it, and then how you literally script your life so that it can be different.
Right, how you love under pressure.
Yeah, I always love how God.
I love that.
How God works that out. Your good words there, because our opening before you were on air this morning, our opening verse that we opened up with was from 1 Corinthians 10:13. We talked about that no test has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will provide a way so that you can stand up under it. I mean, that's the whole message of that verse. It's the message you just gave, and you didn't know that was our opening, and now you just share that message. So I think it's profound that if you do have some foundations, I know we encourage, you encourage a faith in God, and that your children see that. What you're really saying that's so powerful is that the children can then view that. And, you know, sometimes mom's house and dad's house are both going to have strengths, and they'll both have some weaknesses. It's human nature. We're going to stumble in areas. But the kids, sometimes it's a blessing for them. I see it in our older children, is they can take the best of mom's house and the best of dad's house and recognize, here's the areas where I need to be cautious of, because these may lead to failure. So sometimes blended family life can be a blessing to those children. You know, the Bible says, I know it's in Proverbs, that raise up a child in the way they should go, and when they are older, they will not depart from it. And so I think that's kind of our goal, is to raise them up in the way they should go.
Well, you know, you said something that you always do, because I think also even what you mentioned about the veterans is so, so very important. But one has to realize the power that we have, the power that God has given us. And no act of love, however small, is wasted.
Right.
It just isn't. And, you know, people, because of our culture's resistance to accepting that divorce is a part of life, and already statistically we know that, the thing that somebody once asked me, they said, well, here you are, this divorce expert. I mean, what do you think about marriage? Because obviously I also counsel families, you know, to stay together, and which is the objective. And, you know, what can come out? And I said, look, I think that the biggest reason that so many divorces have been so contentious is because when people feel like they failed, and they do, they want to blame the other person. Like, if they're leaving, they have to blame the other person and say, well, she did or he did A, B, and C to justify their decision. And so, therefore, it creates a hole inside everyone.
Right.
And it has really terrible results. Instead of saying that, you know, till death do us part, when you look at the history of marriage throughout the world, all right, historically, and even biblically, you realize that people didn't live as long. And so it's a gift. Look, it is our goal. We all have the goal to be together. I've now been married to my second husband for 15 years, and I hope that it's forever. Mm-hmm. But I really, really try. But there are no guarantees. But what I can do is be really responsible to my children, to my community, and to the people around me. And every day, hopefully that will lead to a marriage of 50 years. We're working on it.
There we go. Yeah, we are too. Yeah, God is good. He's going to get us there. Well, we're going to go to a break. Jill, you can stay over for a little while, right?
Yes, I just wanted to finish the one point on that. So that would be fantastic. So let's just hold on to commercial, and then I'll finish the point.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you. Here's a word from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a church to bring your blended family to? Want to feel truly welcome? First Baptist Church of Raytown is your blended family-friendly home. Look for the tall steeple off of 350 Highway in Raytown. Feel welcome. Sunday services at 9:30 and 11. Fantastic youth programs, special step-family Bible studies, and support to serve you. Be welcomed with the love of God. Visit FirstBaptistRaytown.com. That's FirstBaptistRaytown.com.
Hello, friends. Craig Miller here, and I've got something that every homeowner needs right now. The truth. You need to know the truth about refinancing. Yes, rates have dropped to near record lows, but guess what's at record highs? The points, junk fees, and outrageous costs that are charged to homeowners. That's right, most people pay way too much in closing costs when they refinance. Worse yet, most don't even know how much they paid because many mortgage companies don't properly disclose the costs. Friends, refinancing your home doesn't have to be confusing or intimidating. The bottom line is simple. You need the lowest rate, and as importantly, the lowest costs. That's where I come in. Dial 816-222-2222. My company, First Trust Mortgage, has been a leading mortgage bank for over 20 years, and our commitment to true integrity ensures you get the right loan at the greatest savings. 816-222-2222. Whether you need a purchase, refinance, or debt consolidation loan, do what I've said for years. Call me first or call me last. Just call and compare, and you will discover the difference. Call 816-222-2222. Thanks, and God bless.
Last week, our listeners learned a new term, outfluence. Here's why it's important.
Mom, Dad, I have good news and bad news. The good news is I got the interview for the internship. The bad news is I have to talk to the interviewer.
There's the crux of the problem. Our children are great with technology, but uncomfortable in human interaction. The key to building productive relationships. Call 888-881-1660 or visit outfluenceonline.com to learn how outfluence can help you help your child.
To any parent, that sweet sound brings joy to our faces as a son or daughter plays their first band instrument. Meyer Music has been bringing smiles to Kansas City families for 42 years. Meyer Music, with three locations in the KC area, works in harmony with all the area school districts, beginning band instruments via their Meyer Music Rent to Learn program or taking a personal music lesson. Meyer Music is the family-oriented place to turn. Visit MeyerMusic.com or call 816-228-5656. Call today. Please tell them the Bonded Family sent you. That's 816-228-5656.
It was simpler back in grade school. If a sports play went wrong, we could simply shout, "Do over," and start again. But what if life goes wrong? The good news is that God loves you and do-overs. He planned to give each of us a fresh start in life. With the love and favor of God, each day can be a new beginning. To learn more, purchase and read Dr. Dan Erickson's latest book, God Loves Do-Overs, at thebondedfamily.com.
Have you found yourself needing a career change or finding a job that matches your special God-given talents? Henry Bouchard, Mr. Employment, is your place to turn. Henry Bouchard holds 23 years of coaching, encouraging, and success. He is known nationally as Mr. Employment. His website is even MrEmployment.com. You will be blessed by Henry and his genuine interest in your life and situation. Call 913-814-7588 or go to MrEmployment.com.
Above all powers, above all kings,
above all. We're back with Blended Family today, Dan and Rebecca Snell, and we're very thankful to have on the line Jill Brook, a nationally recognized blended family researcher and writer and author. Jill, you know, before we get any farther, I know you want to finish that thought. I'm sorry we couldn't get to it before the break. Timing is everything. You've got your book. How would our listeners get a hold of Don't Let Death Ruin Your Life? I know that was published a few years back, if it's still available. And then you have a new book coming out.
I have a new book coming out.
How a Child Can Make or Break a Marriage. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
My new book is called The Baby Bump, How Your Children Either Make or Break Your Marriage.
Yes.
And me and Dr. Mark Banchuk realized that with all the people that we have counseled about divorce, so many of them, when I asked, all right, what was the thing that really, really started the slide? When you felt you weren't connecting, when you felt you weren't communicating, when you felt unloved. And 99.9% said, what do you think?
Really? A baby?
A baby.
Wow, that's surprising.
Well, it's not really surprising, because I think that you have to realize that your relationship is still the foundation of your family. And just because somebody is a mother does not mean that they can't and shouldn't be a wife.
That's right.
And a lot of women, I feel, and this has just been my research, think that they can get a pass on many things in the relationship because, well, if they're doing it for the child, then everybody should surrender their ego for the greater good. Now, this is true, but they're not sometimes gauging how far they're tilting over. And you have to be able to have real communication within your relationship, and I give them different tests and questionnaires that you can really talk about throughout different cycles of when you have children, and how to make sure that you stay bonded. And it's really essential, because communication breaks down, and I always say silence is a sound. And people misinterpret each other, and then all of a sudden you have, you know, this wedge. And it's really important to be really fluid, if that makes any sense. But
it does.
I mean, actually, obviously it does make sense, because I have all the research to support it. But, you know, it is coming out next March. And I'm really so excited about it, because I think it's really, really going to help people. And years ago, people would think, okay, I have problems in my marriage, we'll have another child. Remember the generation ago?
Yeah.
But what's really wonderful is everybody realized, no, that doesn't work. I mean, you have to be a strong foundation before you go into a marriage and have children. Now, what's really interesting, what you brought up before and what I just wanted to mention, is that because our culture doesn't want to really look at divorce, I love that previous title, which is God Loves Do-Overs. It's the best line. But what people often don't talk about, and the media doesn't want to necessarily present, is that you do learn really important lessons. And here are the three. Your kids learn continuity, that even though love changes, it still exists. All right? Because they're still having the love from both parents. They learn to accept differences, because different households do different things, and then to make their own judgment so that they're not going to be so rigid in their thinking, which I think sometimes can be helpful. Also, as an individual, nobody really wants to talk about this, but sometimes when you get a break from the 24/7 of parenting, each parent really is able to, like an instrument, you know, when you've been, you know, you can't just breathe out, you get to breathe in. And that time alone can be very reflective, and as a result, the time that you do have with your children tends to be a lot more focused. A lot. I did a story on how many fathers become better dads after divorce.
Yes, I read that. I was just going to bring that's outstanding, because it's very true.
And when, because before, you know, they would accept that a lot of the work was being done by the other parent, and all of a sudden now they morph into this multitasker, and they have to think, this is the time I have with my child. They appreciate it more, and as a result, they're often much better parents. And the same can be said of the mother, who also gets the break as well, because you do really appreciate the time that you do have with your child. And most people don't talk about that, but you have to have lived a divorced life to know how true that is.
Right.
Yeah, that's right, because you have a better understanding and appreciation and empathy. We who are trying to help blended families have an empathy for each other, because we've walked through it. Some people don't always understand it, but go ahead. Right. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
But you have to use your power of choice wisely in anything. Like in my book, Don't Let Death Ruin Your Life, I point out that some people really are heartbroken because they feel that their friends haven't been as supportive. And what I mention is that you have to use your power of choice wisely. Sometimes people don't know what to do. And so if you're, let's say, for instance, you know, your mom died and you were so upset. So you have a choice. Usually people have more than one or two friends in their life. Choose to talk to somebody who's experienced it because they're already further down the road in knowledge and wisdom to be able to share with you, oh, I remember what I was going through in the beginning and this is what helped me and this is what didn't. They have a perspective so that they can be really helpful. If you speak to somebody who hasn't experienced that, two things can happen. The first thing is that some people, when bad things happen, they think that it's contagious. And, you know, they may be the fun person to go to a movie with or to go to dinner with, because you have to know what each friend brings to your life. But they're not the person to try to work out how to manage stress and sadness.
Right.
Each person brings something different. I have a girlfriend that she would be the last person in the world. She would never bring chicken soup, and she will never, ever, you know, be the one that I would go to say, how do I manage this with my husband, friend, or family? However, she has the best sense of humor of anyone I know. So when I want to laugh, I know to call her.
Mm.
All right, now.
Yeah,
and that's a gift. God gave her for such a time just as that to you when you need a laugh. That's good.
Right, but, you know, I know exactly what to say and not to say, and that is also maturity. I think that too often we expect one person to be everything. And wisdom really is, and if you really look like the scripture, let's face it, everybody, Moses, Jesus, whoever, they all recognized each person in their world and what they were capable of and what they weren't capable of. And then even when they got disappointed, they learned lessons from that. Because, you know, you just don't make the mistake the second time.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know? And, you know, you mentioned Moses. I know one of the things we were going to visit with about, we're having so much fun here, I want to make sure we touch on a couple. But Moses himself was in a home that was not, he wasn't with his intact parents. He floated on in a basket, right? And look at what God did to use Moses so powerfully. Moses was basically a stepchild of Pharaoh's daughter.
He had two in his lifetime. And, you know, people always say, well, he was an orphan because of what happened with the Pharaoh, and his mother, to protect him, gave him away. But that's not true, because later on, I mean, they all had relationships. So.
Right, that's right.
And I think that, you know, that makes it very interesting.
Right.
And there are many other examples also. I mean, if you really think about all the things that are going on right now, how's this one? The verse in the scroll of Esther states that when Esther's parents died, Mordecai adopted her. She was referred to as his daughter.
Yes.
And now, once again, the reason being that he was the one who raised her. So Jewish scripture, the Talmud, states that according to Rabbi Meir, what indeed occurred is that when you take care of somebody when they are orphaned, that it is really holy.
Mm-hmm.
That, now, it, sometimes it seems like this is a contradiction, that even though you can have a biological mother or sister, you're credited as their mother because you raised them.
Right.
And it's very, very clear about that. There's another example regarding the wife of David. And one verse says that she never had children, yet in another verse we learn that she was the mother of five. So, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the scholar said that anybody is a mother who raises a child with love.
Mm.
Yeah, that's powerful.
And we also have one more, because you know that I studied this, is that there's another part that teaches the case of Naomi being the mother of Ruth's son,
mm-hmm.
because Naomi played a significant role in his rearing.
Yes.
So being a foster parent or a step parent does not make the child, that doesn't make the person the child's real parent, but nonetheless, it's considered in Jewish faith mitzvah, which is an act of good,
mm-hmm.
That by raising someone else's biological child, you are also blessed.
Taking care of widows and orphans in their distress.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just so good, Jill, because you mentioned the word nourish, I think, earlier. If you think about what a parent can do, especially someone who's the step-parent role, is they can they can nourish, they can support, they can encourage, they can just
be there. They can inspire.
Yeah.
You know, what I think is really interesting, I had the best stepmother experience 2 weeks ago. Now, you know, in my husband's case, you can have two good people who weren't good for each other. My husband and his ex-wife, who I am very close to, who my son calls Aunt Alicia.
Aww.
You know, they're both generals. I understand totally why they can be the greatest of friends, but not soulfully right for each other. So I've always been respectful of Alicia's role in my stepdaughter's life, even though that they, you know, lived with us most of the time. And I really always gave credit to her in a very big way because she realized that my husband is Mr. Dad. In fact, we both joke and say, you know, he's the best father ever. We can work sometimes on the husband part, but, you know, the best father, all right? And but you have to be respectful of boundaries, and we always have been, and it's now 15 years later. Well, anyway, this is what I'm talking about. Now, she's, you know, an amazing self-made. She came from Cuba, this, you know, fiery, fantastic woman, but she didn't want the 24/7 of parenting, and she didn't like the hockey games, the lacrosse games, I mean, you know, so she preferred that Gary did that. So they worked out a deal where she knew what she was good at and she knew what she wasn't, and the children really got so much love as a result.
Wow,
that's powerful.
And it really is. I mean, you know, they that was part of their destiny. They realized that they brought these children, and now I am part of their caretaking as well.
Yes.
Well, anyway.
You're the best, Jill.
Yeah, we sure are. We're going to have you back, Jill, because that music says we've had so much fun that we're winding down the program. So just thank you.
Oh,
God bless you and your family.
Yeah, you've been fantastic.
Yeah, really have. I'll put up on our website folks' information about where they can follow you and appreciate what you're doing. We always close
each. Remember, life is full of possibility.
There you go.
It really is, and there's a lot of love. And
Amen.
It's really, that gets you through everything.
Amen. Amen. And God is love. And with that, we're going to close with a prayer as we do each week. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for all the families listening out there. Father, there's one family out there this morning that needs you. The children need you. The parents need you. And Lord, we ask that you would put your hand upon them and just encourage them and bless them. And it's in God's name that we pray and say amen.
Amen.
From the rivers to the sea, every hand that reaches out.